I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. State media in Turkey say Turkish ground forces have crossed the border into a Syrian Kurdish enclave where fighting there continues. Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovic reports.
Operation Olive Branch pits Turkey against Kurdish fighters allied to the United States at a time when ties between Ankara and Washington appear close to breaking point. Turkey sees the YPG as an extension of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. They previously carried out a deadly long-term insurgency in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast. The United States is backing the YPG in Syria, seeing it as an effective partner in the fight against Islamic State.
Blaming each other for the political deadlock, Republican and Democratic lawmakers closed the first day of a partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Carol Weaver in the state of Wyoming says she's disappointed in U.S. lawmakers.
It is what it is, and Congress better get their act together. They've been irresponsible in so many ways this past year.
And there is word that there may be another vote early Monday to open the federal government. Afghan commando forces have ended an overnight siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of at least 16 people, including foreign nationals. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed only 5 deaths, including foreigners, and 9 injured in the attack that began late Saturday on the Intercontinental Hotel in the Afghan capital. KAM Airlines says 10 of its staff members were killed in the militant raid, including 5 pilots and 14 other employees are missing. 2 Venezuelans and a number of Ukrainians are reported to be among the victims as well. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, while visiting Jordan on his 4-day Middle Eastern